Where great love resides, great sacrifice is required. That's true if you're a parent, a business owner, farmer, a supervisor. Yes, where great love is required, a great sacrifice is required. And that's certainly true of our sacrifice on our behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ for us. Easter is over, but no, Easter's begun. The resurrection is a fact. Oh, sacrifice was demanded when a person disobeyed God's command in the old times. The shedding of blood was subject to a requirement. The penalty for a man's sins, those sins not punishable by death, was the sacrifice of the animal's life. The Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, has been our certain sacrifice. He died so that we might live and live forever. Jesus Christ is the absolutely perfect sacrifice who has taken away the sins of the world. Yes, John the Baptizer said in John 1:29, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world." No longer does an animal is required for our the punishment for our sins, but the punishment for our sins was laid upon Jesus. Yes, God's supreme act of love for humankind is that he sent his only Son, a large part of himself, as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that by his power and his glory he raised a man, a human being, from the dead, a man fully human and fully God. Acts 1:3 says, "To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, of many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." Astounding. The creator of the universe lowered himself to become one of his created beings. Created beings of flesh and blood with flaws and sin and wrinkles and doubt and... created beings who really need redemption. Yes, you and I, created beings on our journey through life. Yes, filled with countless sufferings, all ending in death. We have nothing to fear now. For we are the created beings who could neither ask for redemption nor were capable of saving ourselves, but were offered and are still offered the chance of eternal lifetime, the redemption of our souls. Our souls exchanged for another, another who was and is the name of names, Jesus Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. God has risen to redeem us. This is Nate Ware, praying for you, my devotional friend. God bless you.